Hello.
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 Hi, my name is Angel. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask for a donation. Are you registered in the state of Texas?
Registered for what?
Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yeah, I am.
Great. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. When it comes to vote for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mostly Republicans.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, choose one. It is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas. This Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue.
The second thing, it's working well.
Okay, thank you.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Violent crime, gun violence, property taxes, abortion rights, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, funding for public schools and teacher pay.
Immigration.
Okay. Illegal immigration and the border.
Right.
Thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Violent crime, gun violence, property taxes, abortion rights, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, the economy, inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay.
The economy.
Okay, thank you. And next, mark your opinion of each as favorable. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very favorable. So for Ted Cruz, is he very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable, or don't know?
Very favorable.
Thank you. For Angie Chen Button, is she very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable, don't know?
I'll repeat the question that's been through here.
Sure. For Angie Chen Button, is she very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. For Joe Biden, is he very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. For Kamala Harris, is she very,
very unfavorable? Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. For for Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. For Colin Allred, is he very favorable?
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. For Avery Bishop,
No comment. No, no.
Okay, thank you. All right. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat.
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And in the election for a Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
The Republican.
Thank you. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. So for Angie Chen Button, is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. For Avery Bishop, the Democrat is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. Avery is a child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and father who is a fifth generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools, end the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Angie Wood.
Thank you. All right. So, mark which side you agree with most. So, the first one is the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is running America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly and equally. Which one would you agree with most?
The second one.
Thank you. Great. Agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to vote. Freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Agree with those who support Texas Republicans' law protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Which would you agree with most?
The second one.
Thank you. All right. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yes.
Thank you. From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
I have no problem with it.
Okay, thank you. So we're almost there. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods, liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids, lack of funding for the state leading to schools closing, low teacher pay.
Actually, the second one.
Liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids?
Yes.
Thank you.
The teachers are supposed to teach, not indoctrinate. Go ahead.
Thank you. So we're almost done. And do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
Yeah, I'm against abortions.
In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. No exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion in prison. So in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws?
I have no comment.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Takes away a woman's freedom to control their bodies and healthcare decisions. No exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. So which is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion in your opinion?
I have no opinion.
I'm sorry?
I have no opinion.
So
it's
opinion,
so convoluted, I don't understand it, so I don't have an opinion on it.
Okay, so it's basically stating the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion law.
All right, let me just say you this. Texas anti-abortion laws are good if they allow emergency abortion to save a life or if the fetus is already dead. This women's choice is a crock of crap. They made the choice when they spread their legs.
Okay, so you wouldn't have a comment on these statements?
That's right, no comment.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much. This has concluded our survey. So thank you so much for your opinion so far, and have yourself a great day.
Okay, you too. Yeah.
Thank you.